Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew, who truly was an evangelist. I know we don't hear much about him, but I want to share with you, he was a brother of Simon Peter, as I think we all know. He was an evangelist. He met Christ, and he ran to get his brother Peter. And after the resurrection, Andrew is said to have witnessed to the gospel in Greece, where he suffered martyrdom at Patras. And you know what that involved for him? He was bound by ropes on a cross. And for 2 days, he talked to the people who gathered. He talked to them. And then finally, he died. He is the patron saint of Greece and Scotland and Russia. Let's pray for them, for all those people in Greece and Scotland and Russia, that they may have the same kind of fortitude and the same kind of courage. Today we look at the readings. The first one comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. How closely do we listen to the gospel? When we're at Mass on Sunday, do we read the readings before? I know there can be some months in there with a newborn baby or an active 3 or 4 year old, but brothers and sisters, if you possibly can, read the readings before Sunday. Pay attention to them. Because the Word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Scripture tells us that. This Word is living. These are not just words on a page. They come from God and from His saints. Please, please take the Word of God seriously. The Psalm for today is Psalm 19. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. If we follow God's word, we will know peace. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure. That means, in this case, the fear of the Lord means a reverence for God, putting God first, His word first. So the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold. Sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. I would have to say in my own life, as I read the scriptures every day, they give me life. They lead me. They empower me. They strengthen me. I want to do God's will in my life, and surely you want to do God's will. Don't just say, oh yeah, I'll do what God wants today, maybe. No, I want to do God's will every day. We're not saints, and it's going to take us a while to get all that together, but we have to embark on the journey. Take his word slowly. Read one chapter a day. You could do the four Gospels first, and then go back, as I've told you before, you can go back then to Genesis and begin with the Old Testament. Whatever way you choose to do, but do it. Even 15 minutes a day could change your life, honestly. And the gospel is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." Once they left their nets and followed him. Think of that. At once they left their nets and followed him. That was their livelihood. That's what they had to do. To have anything was to work hard. But at once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. My goodness, brothers and sisters, do you see the immediacy? Yes, their circumstances were different, but do you see the immediacy by which they responded to God? Not, well, we'll talk about this again tomorrow. Give me a week to think about this, or maybe next month I'll have time. They stopped right then and decided to follow him. Brothers and sisters, how willing is our heart to be open, to follow him? I don't mean that you have to pick up your suitcase today and go. I don't mean that. But where in your heart are you saying, Lord, if there's something of me you want today, please give me help. If there's some way you want me to change my life, please give me strength and wisdom and help. Say that to God many times a day. He will not fail you. Our problem is that we don't ask him. We try to cope with what we have, but ask God. I'm not saying that you're going to see miracles all over the place. Sometimes God wants us to bear a certain cross for the salvation of others and our own. But that's not always the case. Many times he desires to heal us. So let's take courage from these early apostles and disciples of Jesus. They followed him everywhere, every day. They followed him. And today, we, you know, oh yeah, the Bible's there, but I never pay attention to it, or I don't have time. That's our biggest excuse. I don't have time. Well, one of the things is we don't have the right balance. We don't have the right priorities. Now, if you're a young father and your family is very dependent on your work, I understand that. I understand that. But then take at least 2 minutes just to read even one verse and think about that verse as you go through your day. Keep it small. But God will speak to you, because this word, the word of Scripture, if you heard me say this before, but I want to say it again, this word has the power to change your life. It changed mine. Not that I was very bad and became very good, although I will have to wait for God's summary of that. But I know as a child, we certainly heard the readings on Sunday, but I was young and I didn't hear it all. I didn't understand it all. But as I got older, by the time I was 17 and 18, I was reading something from Scripture every day. It might be a verse or two, it might have been a chapter, but every day I read the Scripture because God's Word is living. This is not just printed words on a page for you to read. His Word is living. The Bible is the living Word. It has power to change you, but we need to make it a priority in our life. Even if it's just a chapter a week, although I wouldn't settle for that, but if that's where you need to start, please, brothers and sisters, please heed me. God wants to draw you close to Himself. He wants to show us the way through the current pandemic and anything else that's going to come before us. He wants to show us the way. He will inspire. When you get something that you think might be from God, ask your parish priest. Never decide it on your own. Always ask. But please, once you've confirmed that there is truth from a worthy source, that what you're hearing is not just your imagination. And sometimes, you know, it seems like a word jumps out of Scripture that you never saw before. Pay attention to it. That's one of the ways I experienced that God kind of underscores a particular Scripture. It just kind of jumps out at me, if you know what I mean. Oh, brothers and sisters, you have a Father who loves you. And you all know, I've said it many times, I had a Father who dearly, dearly loved me and showed it to me all through His life. Though times were difficult, making enough money was very difficult, but He did it with my mother at His side. Oh, brothers and sisters, I've known a good Father, but the Father in heaven is the Father. And I hope when the day comes that I die, that I see my Father and my mother, and then we stand before the face of God together. Really, this world is just part of your life. Don't say, oh, yeah, someday I'll think about that. No, think about it now. Your life, what are you doing with it? How will it please God? Just be kind to your neighbor. Start there. I think I've said that to you before, but start there. Learn how to do that. Pause for a moment from your own world and look out at the needs of others close to you and help them. He loves you. He loves you beyond price. That doesn't mean His love is limited either. He loves you. He loves me. He will give us everything we need if we turn to Him first, if we ask for His help. Even if we're slipshod a bit and it takes us, after talking to three or four people, oh yes, God, that's all right, start there. Ask God to help you and then wait. Through circumstances, through what somebody says, through something maybe even you hear on the radio, open your heart. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.